You are listening to the Old Mole Variety Hour on KBOO Portland. Halloween is in just a couple days. We're going to be reviewing a scary film later in the show, but I also wanted to remember the Women's International Terrorist Conspiracy from Hell, which was founded in October of 1968, 50 years ago. They were socialist feminists who broke off from the New York Radical Women's Group. They did guerrilla political theater, advancing the cause of women's liberation, but also connecting it to other issues of racial injustice and capitalism. They formed covens and performed hexes and zaps and other demonstrations. Religious studies scholar Cynthia Eller wrote in the 90s that the most significant aspect of witch was its choice of central symbol, the witch. By choosing this symbol, feminists were identifying themselves with everything women were taught not to be: ugly, aggressive, independent, and malicious. Feminists took this symbol and molded it, not into the fairy tale good witch, but into a symbol of female power, knowledge, independence, and martyrdom. Formed by socialist feminists led by Robin Morgan, they distinguished themselves from the radical feminists in expanding their view of women's liberation beyond a struggle merely with patriarchy, but with adjacent oppressions, affecting people of color, the poor, the working classes, the disabled. Their first hex was on Halloween 1968, 50 years ago. They put a hex on the New York Stock Exchange, which reportedly the next day lost 5%. It's also said that the keyholes to the doors around the building were filled with superglue. Other actions include protesting the inauguration of Richard Nixon, protesting a bridal fair at Madison Square Gardens in 1969. A coven founded in Chicago put a hex on the Chicago Transit Authority over proposed transit hikes. And in 1970, the Washington Coven held a protest during a Senate hearing on population control. In the 80s and 90s, their activity would die off. In 2004, Sylvia Federici would write a book called Caliban and the Witch, Women, the Body, and Primitive Accumulation, which expands upon the reappropriation of the history of witches for understanding where capitalist colonialist society came from, in the European witch hunts, burning of heretics, and enclosure of commons. In 2016, after Donald Trump was elected, coven started to appear again, double downing on the intersectional perspective of the original witches, connecting women's liberation with indigenous rights, with the rights of the earth, with transgender and LGBTQ dignity and rights, with defending black lives, and dismantling the white supremacist colonialist capitalist state. In Portland, they formed under the auspices of Witch PDX. You can find out about their actions in the last year at witchpdx.com.
Some people thought that the witches were bad. Some people were scared of the power they had. The power to heal and to help and to care isn't something to fear. It's a treasure to share. Who are the witches? Where did they come from? Maybe a great, great, great grand. Witches were wise, wise women, they say. And there's a little witch in every woman today. There's a little witch in every woman today. Once more, who were the witches? Where did